We shook him off. We're still shaking him off. That is why we have another opportunity to be here today to collide with the devil. How many of you believe that the devil, you know, whenever you see him, you gotta hit him head on. You gotta face him head on. That's what this meeting is all about. Collusion. 2010. And I believe that as we tarry before the presence of the Lord, he is going to do a mighty work in our midst. How many of you believe that? Glory to God. Amen. Well, I don't want to say much about me because it has been a long journey with Jesus Christ. And in every bit of it, it gets better and better every day. You know, that's a song we used to sing in those days. Say, every day with Jesus is better than the day before. Hallelujah. Today is better than yesterday with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And tomorrow even is going to be the best. But tonight, I thank God that he has made it possible for me to be here. I'm not here because I wanted to be here. I'm here because of God's divine providence. And I answered this call because I am not scared of the devil. Amen? I answered this call because God, who called me for the past 37 years, has been with me through the wilderness, through the wide jungles, through the streets of America, through the churches of America, and we're still moving. Amen? Glory to God. Tonight, I want us to start thinking about something. I want us to, by the end of this meeting, we are going to be praying some sort of prayer that I will entitle Prayer Against Satanic Letters. Prayer Against Satanic Letters. Amen? Letter. L-E-T-T-E-R-S. Letters. We are going to extract from the pages of God's authentic words, then we will be able to apply them to our own situation, to our own present time, and then discover that God has never changed. Amen? The Bible says his words are settled in heaven. And I believe that every time that you begin to hear the word of God is the authentic word of God that can never change. Because Jesus confirmed it. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of God will remain forever. And a song that we used to sing in those days says, son, take the name of Jesus with you. Anywhere you go, take the name of Jesus Christ with you. And if you can build on that promises of God, if you can build on that advice, there is no lion dens that you cannot praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we've lived in this country for quite some time. And lately, it looks like the devil has kind of specialized in sending out his mails to people. And just as our brother has said here, if you're still in this country, you see that probably 90% of everybody that lives in America today is in great fear. Do you believe that? That's the mail that's been going on. That's the letters that has been circulating the world. We read a chapter from Haiti. It was scary, wasn't it? We read another chapter from somewhere in South America. It was scary. We are reading another one from Iceland that it has frozen the whole of Europe. And the flights have been canceled all over the world. Isn't that something? Something is happening, don't you think so? And in this country, we begin to realize as the devil is again trying to raise his head with letters of hate. Hallelujah. He's trying to take us back. Instead of us to be moving on, the devil is always reminding us that he is still in his activities. And he's been spreading all kinds of news, all kinds of letters. And the devil understands that if he can throw the people of God into panic, he got them where he wants them. Hallelujah. When a man stages into the arena of panic, he becomes disorganized. He becomes very vulnerable to defeat. Can't get his acts together. And I tell you these days that the Bible says if the coming of the Lord has not been shortened, it will even affect the saints of God. And I know today that so many saints of God are being affected by all these satanic letters. But you know, if you're on God's side, if you're on God's side, you can read all kinds of letters and put it back and say back to sender. Amen. And so tonight, in the beginning of this collusion, I want us to begin by sending back all the letters from the camp of the enemy. Amen? Because when we do that, then we have the boldness to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. When we do that, when we say to the devil, Man, send it back to the sender. The resident that owns that letter died so many years ago. He don't live here no more. Then you will have the boldness to turn back to your daddy and say, Daddy, I'm still here. I sent it back. Don't belong here. And so I want us to go with me to the book of 2 Kings. Let us get a little personal about this. 2 Kings chapter 19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second King chapter 19. And the story here starts from chapter 18. And the person involved was King Hezekiah from the Word of God. And the perpetrator is Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. And the Bible tells us that if we will obey the word of God, you see, none of these things David said to the people of Israel. If we will obey God, none of these things that God did to the Gentiles will ever have effect in your life. Amen? And here we found out that King Sennacherib had to write a letter, a very scary letter to this king. And we are going to concentrate from verse number 14. But when you go home, you can probably read the chapter 18, because that is a carry over to chapter 19. But this is an example of satanic letters that some of us do receive in different forms, in different tones, at different times, at different moments of our lives. And of course, our daily reactions to what happens to us depends on how we accept or reject satanic letters. Because satanic letters or letters will always prompt a reaction. Is that true? You will never receive a mail from anybody without reacting to it. You know, I got a letter a couple of weeks ago that, you know, your sweet mother is dead. And people will ask me, what are you doing here? Preaching the word of God. Mama is not buried. Still out there, you know. But this is the most important part of my life. Amen? This is it. Because this, I'm doing what my mama wanted me to do. Because 36 years ago, I received a letter from the devil that my mother was dead. 36 years ago, I was doing exactly what I'm doing today, and I received a nasty mail from the devil that my mother was going to die. I said, no way, back to sender. Amen? I refused it. I rejected it. Went on preaching the word of God and said, this letter is not meant for me. It's not for my mother. Back to sender, and devil, you're not going to do it. You're not going to touch this. And God gave my mother 36 more years. How about that? And so this meeting is not a coincidence, but God so much wanted me to tell this testimony. What satanic letters can do to somebody. And I know that my mother, even though she has gone to be with the Lord and hearing me today ministering with this testimony, she will say, right on, boy, you're doing the good thing. Forget about me. I am going home being with the Lord. Y'all just face what you're doing. And the Bible says, after Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it, he received a letter. What is the content of this letter? The content of this letter is in verse 14, verse number 10. If you read from 10 down to verse number 13, you will see the content of the letter that King Hezekiah received. And I know if we can apply the same principles, if we will always react the same way, what happened to Hezekiah, the results of Hezekiah will also be our inheritance, amen? It will still be our portion even today because God has not changed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and after Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it, he went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord. I like that. How about you? How many of you have spread your letter before the Lord before? Isn't that something? Somebody wrote you a letter. Well, you could have read it. Either go boo-hoo. You know what I mean? You know what they call boo-hoo, you know. Oh, read that letter. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Devil is coming to get me. Oh, my God. Oh, that doctor's report. Oh, my God. I got one in my church. You know, when he went to the doctor gave him a report. He said, you got only 3 months to live. That was the letter he received from his doctor. Brother Ed had only 3 days to live. But praise the Lord. When the doctor said that, another pastor said, well, we're going to go spread that news in the house of the Lord. And all of a sudden, one Sunday morning, they brought this guy. One man held him this way, one man held him that way, with oxygen bottle dragging on, and they're coming. There were the whole entourage was about 14 people. Everybody wanted to know what was going to happen, hallelujah, to this man. Because another pastor said, we got to go take him to this church. I didn't know what was going on. But when they brought him in the church and sat him down, I said, no, this is not usual for a man to stay in the church without breathing oxygen. Something is wrong. Nobody ever told me anything that the doctor was giving him a report that he was going to die in 3 months. But I tell you, this brother was as white as that Bible over there. And we keep on praising the Lord, and we noticed there was a letter in the house, and we said, okay, all the ministers of God pounced on that man and poured the oil upon him. Glory to God. They bounced on him. Some held him on the feet. Some held him on the... And that man was spread in the church. Hallelujah. We spread that letter in the church. Hallelujah, as Hezekiah did. He said, spread it before the presence of God because the battle is the Lord. It's not mine. It don't belong to anybody. Does it belong to you? Brother Bovic, the battle you're going to fight here, does it belong to you? Are you only obeying God, aren't you? You say this, you say that, go there, you go there. Hallelujah, preach this, you preach that. That's all. And when this man was spread before the altar of God, didn't know his wife was prejudiced. You ever met people with double newsletters come to your church before? The husband was going to die. His wife was prejudiced. You know? I said, what now? You know, I said, well, I don't know about these people, but today, it's the day of the Lord. Amen? And the elders bounced on him and prayed on him. Spread that letter before the Lord. And after the service, I looked at him. I told the wife, I said, you know, your husband, this will probably be the last day he'll come to this church with this bottle. He looking at me. Who in the heck is this man? Where he come from? I can't even hear him talk. I don't understand his lingo. Now what he talking about? But I was just saying what the Lord said, amen? But knowing fully well that God has given me the tongue of the learned. And when he says about revelation and prophecy, you got to say it the way he says it. 1999, this thing happened. And the wife said, well, call this Pastor Gary. Say, Pastor Gary, where did you take me to? He said, I took you to church. This lady said, what in the heck? What is that? This is testimony from the lady. He said, well, I was telling Pastor Gary, why did he bring me into this kind of church? And he said, after the church, I said to myself, the only reason why I will come back to this church is if my husband gets better. Well, the service was over. The husband went into the van and relaxed in the van. She came back to him and said, honey, how you doing? I said, man, I don't know what those people did, but since they did it, I feel good. Hallelujah. He said, I feel good. He said, well, if that is the case, we're going back there. They're still in church. This man is still alive. Amen. Not only being alive, but he's a bus driver to the church. He cleans the church. He goes to the post office to collect the mails for the pastor. How about that? You see what God can do with satanic letters? If you can understand them, if you can know from where they're coming from. When he spread this letter on the before the throne of God and began to speak to God, he began to speak to the Almighty God. Well, you can read his prayer. But God responded to him. God spoke back through his servant. And if you look at verse 28, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it says, and because Sennacherib is raging against God, not against Hezekiah, and his arrogance, which he had shown by himself, God says, I will put my hook on his nose and my bits on his mouth. I will make you return by the same way, by the same road on which you came. And if you go down to the whole chapter, you see God went to work. Amen. God went to work. And a great thing happened. The Bible says, God told him, you can't touch this. You know, I like when Hammer, you know, how many of you know who Hammer is? You can't touch that. Remember that quam, 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 you can't touch this? You remember the song Hammer used to dance, you know? I like that when the devil says all those letters to my people, I say, well, back to sender because he can't touch this, you know. Why? Because God says, I am the apple of his eyes. He says, who touches me, touches the heart of God. Hallelujah. Whoever messes with me is messing with God. And that's where he has been. I've been with the police. I think I told this testimony a long time ago. The police came to grab me from the streets because I was spreading the good news. And they looked at me, who sent you here? I said, God sent me. And four squad cars with their siren beeping and going on. When it was all over, sir, carry on with your business, okay? I'm not going to go into details of these stories. But my brother who has been on the fiery line knows what we're talking about. That when God is with you, nobody will be against you. Amen? And if you know who you are and know who is behind you, you can always take them letters from the enemy and spread it where it belongs. And let God go to work for you. And so, in this time and days, we find out that a lot of people have been caught up in this satanic letters that's been going on. If it's not from your doctor, it's from your employer. If it's not from employer, it's from fellow brothers and sisters sometimes. If it's not from fellow brothers and sisters sometimes, it may be from Uncle Sam. You see, there are so many letters floating all over. Even sometimes your own body begin to send letters to you. What do these things do? They scare you. They put you into panic. They just upset you. And devil was just on the other side and saying, yeah, I got him. He read the letter and I got him, and that's where I want him to be. What else does he do? He will push you to a corner and he punch life out of you. How many of you have been punched by the devil before? Oh yeah. It's real. Amen. It's real. He will punch you. He will scare you. But if in this collusion, 2010, all we want to let you know is no matter what letters the enemy sends to you, you can collide with him head on. And when you collide with him head on, guess who's going to come out winning? You, me, will come out winning. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are the only people that fight battles with the assurance of winning. Amen? I have never seen a child of God going into battle, whether it's the battle of his life, whether it's the battle of his family, whether it's the battle of his children, that comes out losing. It don't happen that way. Unless when you don't realize how to spread your letter before the Lord. That if you understand the tricks, if you understand the heaven principles, if you understand the godly counsels, you will never react negatively to any letter. Because God knows everything. Before even he penned them down, before even the doctor tell you that, before even your employer give you that pink slip, he already know, right? And he's sitting back, talk to me. How many of you has heard God say, you don't have to go through what you're going through, just talk to me. You see, that's the hardest part. The hardest part is spreading the letter. before God in the temple. That's where a lot of Christians miss it. That's where they cry every day. We can shout hallelujah from morning till night, but they go home, boy, they are crying, still crying. Why? Because they come in with the letter and they go home with it. But the Bible says Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it. And he went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord and spoke to God. Satanic letters are not anything unusual, because every time, every moment, his demons continue to spread all kinds of scary letters to not only the people out there, but to the Christians themselves. How many of you have read about the woman with the issue of blood, right? In the Bible, said they took all his money and still didn't give her good reports. Is that right? That's what the Bible says. They took all her money. Until one day she came to her senses, heard that Jesus is passing by. And he said, I might as well go spread this news before him. But I know I can't get to him. But if I can make some efforts and go closer, touch the garments, that enough will make me whole. Sometimes you don't have to pray like Pastor Bovic to trigger a miracle from heaven. You don't have to pray like me to see miracles happen in your family, in your life, in your children's life, in your business, in your career. All God wants from you is just a little effort. Bring that bad news. Bring all the negative so that I can exchange it with positive. And I always tell people that I'm the positive of every negative. That's who I am. Amen? I am the positive of every negative, because I have learned that whatever thing that comes to me, whatever the devil throws at me, I'm going to come ahead. Amen? You're going to come ahead if you know what you're doing. Hallelujah. That's the principle. Hezekiah applied it. The woman with the issue of blood applied it. In this church, I know some people have applied it. In my church, still today, people are still applying it. And they're still walking. Amen? And when you discover something that works, you better keep it, don't you? Amen? I tell people, if you find solutions that work for your situation, don't throw it away. But for me, I have discovered that God has answer to all man's problem. Hello? Amen? And whatever it is, we can spread it and see God in action. That's what Collusion 2010 is all about. We're not scared of his letters. Bovic, are you scared? Hallelujah. We are not scared, and that's why we are saying, if you doubt this, if you doubt the revelation that God has given to this church, try God. Amen. Let us try God. Bring the mute, bring the lame, and bring the blind. Let's do what? Try God. Because we have learned the principle that in this kingdom business, in this end time ministry, it is God that is going to do his work. We are just the mouthpiece that he will be using. Amen? And if we can be in obedience, when he says go, we go, he'll be there to defend us no matter what. Is that correct? Glory to God. And so today, now, even of all, as of old, God is still in the business of reversing satanic messages. If you look at what is happening in the world today, you see that it looks like everybody, as I said before, everybody is so scary of what the events that is happening. But remember, we are not of this world, amen? I don't belong here, amen? Before the worst will even get here or whatever it is, we'll be taken up. We'll be gone. Not going to be here. But while I'm still here, I got to talk about him. How about that? I got to tell the world about him. That's what the end time ministry is all about. That we will continue to blow this trumpet until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, I don't know how many of us have come here with satanic letters in all kinds of all forms and shapes. I don't know the reason why you responded to this meeting, but whatever it is, I said tonight, every satanic letter in this house is going to be returned to sender in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to believe it. We're going to pray about it. And we're going to see God respond in a very special way. Because Jesus same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. Never changes. As he works here in Indianapolis, he works that way in Australia, he works like that in Saban, he works that way in South America, he works the same way in Africa, all over the world. And God says he's not going to stop until his glory fills the world as the water covers the seas. Amen? He's a God of miracle. And tonight, we are going to pray against satanic letters. That's what we're going to start this meeting with. We're going to cancel every satanic letters. Some of them will come in the way of hindrance, hindering people from coming. We're going to pray against them that will put sickness in the life of people, that will cause all kinds of hindrances. And tonight, we're going to believe in the God of Hezekiah tonight, that God is going to respond in a very positive way, because he says, hitherto have you not asked anything. If you will ask anything in my name, you will do what? You will receive. This is God talking to us. I don't know how many of us here tonight that is reacting to satanic letters. I am not. I don't know how many of us here tonight, maybe as a report from your doctors, maybe satanic letters from the devil about that your grandson, your grandchildren, your children don't know where they are. And the devil is using that to create panic in your faith. And sometimes he sends his letters, oh, you've prayed all along. Nothing happens. You think now you pray something going to happen? But tonight, it's not praying, but we're going to spread it. Amen? We are going to spread it before the Lord. Whatever circumstances there is in our lives tonight, the Bible is telling us, like in the days of Hezekiah, we can spread it before the altar of the Lord and God will respond. And the way he responded to Hezekiah, saying to the enemy, you will not step your dirty foot to the walls of Jerusalem. You cannot get there. God has the power. Jesus is still in the business of returning to send every fear, every panic, everything that is not of God that the devil has used to tie us up, to rob us of our joy and our freedom in Christ Jesus. Paul said to the Thessalonian Christians, I wanted to be there, but the devil hindered me. If the devil will hinder Paul, you know he cannot fear. There's nobody he can fear, isn't it? But somehow we have to be able to realize what is happening in our lives and in our situations, in our family, with our children, with our ministry, with our calling. We have to understand what is being stirred. Because if we know what it is, then we will be able to say, okay, this is God's, it's not mine. A lot of problems we go through in this world, if we know how to spread it before the Lord and say, God, listen to what, listen to this letter and be God. If you step away, God will always be God. Amen? He will always be God. But oftentimes we find ourselves trying to help God to do his job. That's why we get it all mixed up. Amen? That's where we get it all mixed up. Because if we can just step aside and say, God, this letter coming to me, it's not for me. It's you. Because you have told me I'm the apple of your eyes. You said to me, I'm your treasured possession. You have said to me, I am the priest of God. Well, if I can read this letter and get panicky, well, I cannot perform the work of God. And so, Lord Jesus, here is the letter. Deal with it. And when we do that in sincerity, trusting the Lord, we'll find out that God always responds. Amen? And so tonight, God is with us. I feel his presence in this place. I believe that he is still in the business of counseling all the satanic letters. And even here this night, even here right now, God is in our midst. Jesus is in our midst. The Holy Spirit is here. He knows what you're going through. He knows the burdens of your heart. He knows how many letters you have received, when you received them. He knows where you have stocked them up. And he knows what is going through in your heart, because the Bible says God is bigger than our hearts. Amen? He is bigger than your heart. He is bigger than your heart. Hallelujah. Now I'll call the pastor, come stand with me tonight, that we are going to begin to intercede. You see, Hezekiah took that letter to the prophet. The prophet of God was in the house and he spread it. God did not speak to him direct, but he spoke to Isaiah. And the Bible tells me that the walls of Jerusalem remain safe. Sennacherib and the Assyrian chariots and soldiers could not penetrate. But God sent them back to where they belong. Amen? And so you are here tonight, panicky. You have received a letter from your doctor. You received a letter from grandkids. Received mails from Uncle Sam, and you know they are not of God. It is time to spread them out before the Lord. Amen? Spread them. Maybe fear of sickness and disease. Tonight, we can spread it before the Lord, and God will exchange it. You will not die. You will never lose it. Because God is still on the throne. He said, I'm going to put a hook and yank that devil out. That's how he does it. Amen? And so tonight, we're standing here as the ministers of God. And we believe that if you have the boldness, if you have the guts, to spread it before the Lord tonight, He will turn your sorrow into joy. How about that? He's the specialist in doing that. He specializes on exchanging sorrows with joy, isn't it? That's what he does good on that. And I love God for that. And He's here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We're standing here tonight and we want to pray with you. We want to agree with you that those letters will be returned to sender. Whatever satanic letters you have received, whether in your family, whether it's for your children, whether it's for your business, career, your ministry, I stand in the name of the Lord that has been the Lord of my life to say, tonight, if we spread it before His presence, we will receive Hezekiah's response. How many of you believe that?